And we're back. You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. We're very pleased to be joined by Mr. Eric Schmidt, the brand new head coach for the North Dakota Fighting Hawks. Thanks for making the time, Coach. Really appreciate you being here.
No problem, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on.
Now, you've done a lot of these, I bet, right? Just getting the job. People wanted to ask you a lot about football. We're going to get to that. But I noticed that your first job was in high school football. Tell us a little bit about that. And I want to know, what did you teach, Coach Schmidt?
I was a history teacher, taught mostly seniors, actually taught American government to seniors and taught civics to freshmen. It was a probably a mid-level high school in northern Minnesota, Kirkston, Minnesota, one of those one high school towns that everybody rallied around the high school football program. So it was a great experience. Had a guy there that was a great mentor of mine, still is to this day. He was at the press conference the other day. So, you know, you always have some gratitude to the guys that that first took a chance on you. And we had a ton of success there. So, even a lot of those players who at that time, you don't think about it, but I was 22 years old coaching 18-year-olds, but it was, I didn't know what I was doing for the most part that first season, but you learn and make mistakes and learn from those mistakes. And it was a great experience for me. It really taught me a lot. The value of a staff, probably as big as anything else, that, hey, man, if a freshman coach can't make it, then you got to go down and coach the freshman that day. If, the lines aren't painted because, there was other things going on in the high school, then you got to go out and paint the lines. So it just it really taught me the value of making sure you surround yourself with the right people. And that's something that I've kept with me all the way from that first job that I had at Crookston High School.
And having that background as being a teacher, I know that all coaches consider themselves to be teachers, but you're trained at it. Do you think that gives you an advantage in how you deal with people and how you know how people learn? I think it might. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think you're right on, Kevin. I feel like that we want to be elite teachers, right? And there's different ways that kids learn, just like there was, I don't care if you're teaching, math, you're teaching history, you're teaching football, you're teaching whatever it is off of it. And I think how you can adapt your teaching styles to your players to make sure that, whatever it takes. Some guys, I think 90% of the kids nowadays are visual learners. So if you just sit in front of them and talk the whole time, they're not going to remember what you said. So you got to be able to talk. You got to be able to take notes. You got to be able to show them. You got to be able to let those guys get up and teach it. Like, ultimately, I feel like, if you want to know what you're doing as a player and you can get up and teach it to the rest of the guys in the room, then, that now you're a master of your craft, whatever that technique is, whatever that route is, whatever that defense is. Like, that's the ultimate, spot that we want to get all of our guys to, where they can stand up in front of a wide receiver room, they can stand up in front of a safeties room, whatever room that is. I'm a offensive lineman, and I can teach inside zone and tell you what all 11 guys are doing on the field, or at least tell you where we're making the point to for the mic, where the double team's at, and and I can teach exactly what the play is supposed to look like. So I definitely feel that. I think everything that we're trying to do, and especially when you're teaching, at a high school level, and then you get to an FBS level and all that kind of stuff, is you still want to try to be really, really simple. All you're trying to do is simple better. And that's something I talk to, my coaches all the time here as we're talking to the guys. Just do simple better than everybody else. We're not trying to, to cure cancer here off of it. Like, be really, really efficient. Make sure you're really clear with your words and your teaching progressions, and keep it simple. That's the best way that players are going to learn.
You mentioned about the importance of a staff. Now, you're going to keep the offensive coordinator from the previous head coach. Was it important for you to have some continuity in this staff, a face the kids knew and respected?
Yeah, I think, Isaac has done a great job here. He came in here as the offensive coordinator a year ago, and really, I think, did a great job of holding guys accountable, of really, raising the standard here on the offensive side of the ball from a physicality standpoint, from an accountability standpoint. And when you do that, like, I just think your best players, those guys, that's what those guys want. They want as much, structure. They want as much, he's done a great job of really, like I said, keeping things simple and really being clear and concise in his teaching. And I just think, the guys, he's super, super low ego and high output. Like, it's just been refreshing to be around him, and he's a tough guy. He reminds me a lot of of Ryan Grubb, who I worked with at the University of Washington, off of it. Like, he's an old lineman at heart, you know. And I think, you know, you look at who we are on offense. Like, if we're going to be physical and we're going to be tough on offense, then our offensive coordinator better, you know, be tough, and he better preach physicality and model the way. And Isaac's definitely done that. And you know, coming in here and just, you know, just watching all the different rooms and all the different, you know, pieces of the program off it, I was really impressed with, you know, we had four new offensive linemen in this program last year off of it, and you know, four guys transferred out, and most of them transferred, at least two of them, I think, transferred out to higher level programs. So a lot of people thought that was going to be a weakness, you know, I mean, of the football team here in 2024, and it was far from that. Like, it was the strength of the team. And I think, you know, a credit to Isaac. A credit to our offensive guys. You know what I mean? They did a great job. You know, Trevor Olsen too, as well, of rolling up their sleeves, going to work, and that offense took on those guys' personality. So I was really pleased with it, and really excited to be able to retain Isaac. And you know, he did that all in year one. So where he can take this thing now in year two, like, it makes me really excited to have that continuity coming back.
FCS Nation, we're joined by Mr. Eric Schmidt, the new head football coach at the University of North Dakota. Coach, you mentioned physical. You said that a couple of times. And that league that y'all play in certainly is that. It's challenging from top to bottom. There are no weeks off in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. And you're going to switch your defense up. Do you think running the new scheme, it's easier to find players to fit that than what they were doing there before?
You know, I don't know necessarily if it's easier to find players, you know, to fit those systems. I think, you know, what we have to do a good job is really, you know, I mean, preaching to our guys and making sure they understand that, hey, if we're going to be a successful football team, we need to be able to run the ball. We need to be able to stop the run. I mean, like I said before, talking about doing simple better. Like, we got to be great teachers. We got to be really good with fundamentals. We got to do a great job of being able to get off blocks. We got to be do a great job of being able to block. And you know, I mean, at the end of the day, like, we want our guys playing fast. We want our guys playing confidently, and we want our guys playing physical. You know, we want to be able to stop the run. We're going to do a great job on defense and making sure that, you know, the math is right. We have enough guys in the box. We always have a tackler, you know, somebody's there that we want to, you know, be able to get the ball to, that can get at least in a one-on-one situation and get the ball carrier on the ground, you know, and do that play in and play out and be really, really consistent. You know, I was around Sean Lewis here the last couple of years, and we used to always say, and he used to always say, hey, we want people that are consistently good, not occasionally great. And that's what we're about. You know, I mean, guys that can do the right thing and do it at a high level and do it consistently every single day. So you know, I think, you know, as far as your question goes, once again, about the scheme and finding players, like, you know, for us, I think it's more about developing players. You know what I mean? At this level, you got to do a great job of, you know, especially in the upper Midwest and the places that we're at, like, kids are going to be, you know, three sport athletes. So they're not necessarily going to be football players when you first get them. So you got to do a great job of being able to take those raw materials, take those, you know, those skills that they have, and then start to develop, you know, what you need at those different positions that they need to be able to excel at and make them into football players. So goes back to your question before, like, we got to be great teachers and great developers. Like, that's the biggest thing I think that our whole program is wrapped around, is a year-round precise calendar of player development, whether that's nutrition, whether that's strength and conditioning, whether that's sports medicine, and then obviously, you know, getting into the football things too as well, and teaching in the classroom and walkthroughs and all that kind of stuff. So that's the part that excites me, is being able to be around a lot of high-level guys, have a lot of success here, you know, the last 5 years, and now using those, you know, those blueprints, taking bits and pieces from what I've learned from all those different, you know, coaches, and making it my own, and now really implementing not just a football team, but a program here that can be successful year in and year out.
Now, I know you played for the Fighting Hawks, but I just got to ask, and you don't got to tell me, Coach, that Alaris Center is something else, right? Is there a Indian burial ground nearby or some sort of voodoo princess that y'all keep on staff there? Because teams come in there with all the fire and vigor in the world, and more often than not, they leave there with a loss. That's a really tough place to play. Your fans have a lot to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the environment, right? Like, we talked to our fans here early on in my tenure about, hey, every great program has a following. And you know, when teams come into the Alaris, like, we want it to be an intimidating deal there. We want it to be loud. We want it to be hard for the offense to hear. It's, we want it to be a home field advantage. And we talk about it all the time, like, hey, there's an Alaris Center magic there. And I think, the players here feel super confident that when they take the field at home, with their record, I think it's like 30-5 over the last, 6 or 7 years here with Coach Schweiger. Like those guys, there's a belief and there's a confidence that, hey, we're going to go out here and play well, and we're going to play consistently. And by the end of the deal, like, hey, we're going to win this football game. And they've done that over, a lot of ranked teams. So definitely feel like, it's a great home field advantage. I think it's one of the elite, stadiums in FCS football. And it's something that we got to continue. You know what I mean? If you, like you talked about, this it's a challenging league. You gotta hold serve at home. Those opportunities you get at home, you got to make sure you take advantage of them. And that's something that we will definitely emphasize, with our players in our program as we go forward.
There's an awful lot of give a damn in Grand Forks, North Dakota, too, about this football program. I know your athletic director. It's funny who you meet on top of a built on top of a press box in a snowstorm at Washington Grizzly Stadium when they're the athletic director at Eastern Washington. It's funny who you can meet in those type of situations. He wants to win. The school wants to win. The fans want to win. And there's not only just giving a damn, they put their money where their mouth is. There's some impressive facilities going up there in Grand Forks. Just talk about for a little bit what's on the horizon there, facilities-wise, for your program.
Yeah, no, I think, a lot of credit, goes to the administration here, the president, Dr. Armand Kost. Those guys have ponied up from their side of things too as well. And then obviously Bill Chaves, our athletic director, Eric Martinson. Like, we've done a great job here, of putting together a world class, and I mean that, a world class facility here for player development. And it sits right on what was Old Memorial Stadium, the home of UND football all the way until 2000. And now our guys have, as you walk around the stadium, the one side of the stadium, the west side, all of the classrooms. So it's our study center. It's all the meeting rooms. We have a huge team room in there too as well. All of our coaches' offices and everything there is top shelf when it comes to all the teaching and learning equipment that our guys can have there. We have all of our athletic administration, and then there's 4 stories of apartments right on top of that our guys can live. So it's essentially, it's an athletic village. And then there's a walkway between all the educational side of football that they're going to need, or the educational side of their lives here in Grand Forks and at UND. And then you go to the other side, and it's all of the sweat side or the development side now, where you're actually in the lab. So it's we have one of the largest indoor practice facilities in the country. It's a full 100 yards. There's another room in there for offensive linemen to be able to go and do all their individual drills too as well. And then hooked onto that, which will open up here in the middle of January, is a brand new state-of-the-art weight room. It's the largest weight room in the Dakotas, over 10,000 square feet. And then all the nutrition that goes on top of that, the snack bars, the juice bars, and all that kind of stuff that are attached to that. And then a brand new locker room. It's amazing. It's 2 lounges in there too as well. So just a tremendous facility for our guys to be able to have some pride in, and really feel good about, what Fighting Hawks football is all about and where it's going here in the future. And then all the other amenities too as well. Like there's a world-class training facility in there too as well, hot and cold tubs and underwater treadmills and all that stuff for recovery. So realistically, like, our guys right now, like, they can live on top of the football offices. They can come down, they can meet, they can study, they can go to class, and then they can walk, like I said, in a walkway and get to the other side and go do their workouts, get their nutrition, eat their meals, recover, all that kind of stuff, and then come back and go to their, take a nap in their apartment. So it is set up for player development. It's super efficient, and our guys are excited. I mean, I think obviously there's been a transition here and all that kind of stuff, and we haven't had a guy really go in the portal, I think, because they're excited about not only, the future of the program with the staff and what's going on here in the offices, but also, they want to take advantage of some of the best facilities, I think, in all of FCS football.
FCS Nation, that's been Mr. Eric Schmidt, the brand new head coach for the University of North Dakota Fighting Hawks. Thanks for making the time, coach. Really appreciate you being here. Looking forward to see what you build up there in Grand Forks.
Thanks, Kevin. Looking forward to talking to you again soon.
listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.